Task 4. Libby is listening to a radio program about overseas studies. Listen to the radio program and complete the notes below. Please note that you do not need to answer incomplete sentences. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 2 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Welcome back to the second part of our program. After talking to David about why people choose to study abroad, we'll talk about the more practical side of things of overseas studies. We are delighted to have with us someone who has studied abroad herself. She'll share her experience and give us some tips. Welcome, Claire.
Thanks for having me, Jonathan.
Many of our listeners are considering getting a foreign education. What is the first practical tip you would give to them? Like things that you wish people had told you about before you went overseas?
Oh, yes, definitely. Packing. I wish somebody had taught me how to pack properly.
That's interesting. How should people pack for overseas studies?
Well, first of all, research the climate of the place you are going to.
Research the climate? Wouldn't it be enough to find out the temperature and, say, if it rains a lot?
I'd call that looking up the weather forecast, but that's not enough. You need to gather as much information as you can so that you can then pack suitable clothing.
Okay, so people ought to research the climate of the place they're going to and pack suitable clothing.
What I very often see is that people pack more than what they need. They seem to forget that airlines do put a limit on the weight of your luggage. The second point I'd like to make is that people should pack as few things as they can. Your suitcase will go over the weight limit much sooner than you think.
I guess most people just want to play safe, thinking the more they bring, the better. But actually, a lot of the things they bring can also be bought outside Hong Kong.
Exactly. This brings me to my third point. Don't pack things that you can buy in a supermarket. Some people pack things like toothpaste, a toothbrush and other daily necessities. While these don't weigh much, they take up precious space in your suitcase. If you can buy them in a supermarket, why bother putting them in your suitcase?
Fair point. I have a question, Claire. Do you suggest that people cook for themselves while they study abroad?
Oh, absolutely. Eating out with friends is always quite tempting. It's easy, plus you get to socialise with people. However, it is way cheaper to cook for yourself. Eating out every once in a while is okay, but you'll be spending a lot of money. When you cook for yourself, you have control over how much money you're spending, and most of the time it turns out a lot cheaper than eating out.
That's true. I also think we learn a lot when we go food shopping.
Yes, in my opinion, cooking and food shopping are basic life skills. Many of us are used to having someone cook for us. Even fewer of us go food shopping on a regular basis. I believe these are basic life skills that we all have to learn as we grow up. So why not start cooking for yourself and food shopping when you study abroad and no one is there to help you?
I've often heard that students like to keep themselves updated on the news of their hometown thanks to the internet and social media. What do you think about that, Claire?
I've been there myself, and I have to say, doing this makes you homesick. It is a comforting thing to do because you're still reading up on Hong Kong. It's natural to want to stay connected with people back home. But don't forget that you're in a new and exciting place. Not only does it make you homesick, you also miss out on the opportunities to experience life in a new place.
It'd be a shame to miss out on these opportunities just because you want to feel connected to people and things back home.
That's right. Making new friends is a crucial part of the overseas experience. One thing I observe about Asian students is that they usually avoid contact with local people. It may be because they are not confident enough about their level of English, or they genuinely struggle to communicate with local people. Either way, this leads to the second problem, that they tend to spend time with other Asian students.
Well, at least they're making friends with other Asian students.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't spend time with other Asian students, but I think it will be a pity not to experience the culture of the place you are staying in.
So, what do you suggest people do if they want to make friends with local people?
My first piece of advice is, step out of your comfort zone. There are bound to be things that you will find strange when you are outside Hong Kong. By stepping away from your comfort zone, I mean to be prepared to do something that you wouldn't normally do.
And your second piece of advice?
Keep an open mind. When you study abroad, you will come across a lot of weird and interesting things that you are not used to. Instead of shying away from them, be open-minded and try to experience them. Remember, this is all part of getting a foreign education.
Thanks, Claire. All of these are very good suggestions. Before the end of this part of the programme, would you mind telling us how much money people should allocate for their budget?
Sure. I can't give any exact figures, but perhaps some rough percentages. Although no two places are the same, I'd say accommodation is always going to cost quite a bit. I'd allocate half of your money to accommodation. Food is another main thing, and you should set aside about a quarter for that.
And what about entertainment, like going to the cinema?
Roughly 15%. Spare about 15% for things like going to the cinema and hanging out with friends. The remaining 10% will be for your other expenses, such as transport and other daily necessities. Maintain your budget well and don't make your parents worry.
Claire, thank you very much for all your insights and useful tips. That's all for today. If you have any questions, please leave a comment on our webpage and we will address them next week. Now, let's look at the questions we got from the previous week.
That is the end of Task 4. You now have 2 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers.